Hey, how's it going? Welcome back to another episode of the Usagi Pod Jimbo Podcast. I'm your host, Mike, and this is a podcast all about Usagi Yojimbo and my journey through the comic book series that people really, really like. And I have to say, I like it too. But we are almost done with the first volume of Usagi Yojimbo Saga. Just touching upon the first parts of the Dark Horse run, which have been really, really good, I have to say. But if you want to help the podcast grow, you can actually join the Facebook page, Usagi Pajimbo and Usagi Yojimbo Podcast. Rate and review on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And listen to the podcast. Tell your friends. Share the podcast. Tell your family. Tell your enemies. Whatever you want to say. You know, just, hey, you want to go listen to a cool podcast? Check out Usagi Yojimbo, you know. Or Usagi Pajimbo. Sorry. My mistake. But without further ado, thanks for listening. And I'm going to give you my thoughts on this particular issue. We are looking at Volume 3. I almost said Volume 4. Volume 3, Issue 4. Which is called Bats, the Cats, and the Rabbit is what we're looking at. And our story starts out where we see a woman riding frantically through the woods. And I love this little scene at the beginning. We see like the spider. The spider's walking across this road. And we see this horse and this woman riding the horse. It's coming at the spider. Sadly, the spider doesn't make it. The spider gets crushed under the hooves of said horse. And we see the person who is riding on said horse. And that is Chizu. Chizu was one of the Neko ninjas. Her brother was Shinji. And Shinji was the leader of the Neko ninjas. But sadly, after the Dragon Bellow conspiracy, Shinji died and it left the Neko ninjas in a big disarray, and things have happened. I'm not going to go into whole details of what happened, because some of it, honestly, I don't remember. From what I remember, please correct me if I'm wrong, Chizu ends up like becoming outcasted, sort of, in the Neko ninja clan. That's what I remember happening, but I don't remember all of it 100% to be exact. But let me know if I'm wrong on the podcast group. Please let me know, because I didn't want to go back to look and see what exactly happened between Chizu and the Neko ninjas. But we get this cool scene, this really cool scene. I love the way Stan Sakai draws this action scene where Chizu is on the horse and these Bat ninjas, or Komori ninjas, which we've seen the Bat ninjas before in a two-parter, Blood Wings. I love like seeing them chase Chizu. It's such a frightening scene. And I love this scene where she like gets up on the horse. You can't see me, but she gets up on the horse. You know, I'm kind of miming it. She gets up on the horse and she like clicks out her like sickle thing that she's got going on. Which I like that little effect, that little click effect. And she like jumps in the air and starts slashing at these bat ninjas. Sadly, in the process of trying to kill the bat ninjas, or the Komori ninjas, the horse dies that Chizu was riding on. And we see the bat ninjas, they're like, "You know what we're after, girl. Give us what we desire and we'll let you live. Just drop it on the ground and walk away." And we hear one of them say, "You'll never defeat the Komori ninjas." And we see Chizu. She's like, "My companions gave their lives for this item, and I won't let them down." And one of the bat ninjas is like, "Yeah, you will join your comrades." And she throws ninja stars at the bat ninjas. I love this scene of all the Komori ninjas, the bats. We're just calling them the bat ninjas, I guess. The bat ninjas, they like all get hit with these like throwing stars. One gets hit square smack dab in the head, which is funny to see. Cheesy was a really, really good shot with these ninja stars. Then she takes out this, like, it's like a, it was like a blow pipe, like a blow dart or something. And she, like, shoots it, and, like, this, like, dust or something, ninja dust comes out, blinding the ninja bats. And Chizu wrecks shop and goes after these ninjas. And then one of them actually grabs Chizu, and then it ends up falling down, and we find out that, oh, he's dead. And Chizu actually snapped his neck right when the bat ninja grabbed Chizu. And she's like, oh, my side. Like, she got hurt from the from when the bat ninja, when the Komori, he grabbed her, cutting up open her side. And she's like, I better go find a place to stay safe and whatnot to heal her wounds, you know, because she just got into a really, really gripping fight, I would say. Very vicious fight. We transition from that to Usagi. It's nighttime. He still's got his sword draped over his back, and he's like, oh, Usagi, he notices something in the distance, and he sees an old temple. He's like, oh, good, an old temple I can stay at this night. He goes in. He kind of gets a little paranoid, and he flicks up his sword, and he's like, it's empty, you know. I'm becoming paranoid, I guess, you know. And he basically is like, oh, you know, I could sleep for days. Apparently, after his last adventure, he has become really, really tired. Which, I don't blame Usagi for being tired, because he had a lot to do in the last, like, last issue he had to deal with, you know. With all the skis, or whatever they were called, the skies, you know. Those demons he had to fight. But Usagi, you know, he kind of, like, starts dozing off, and we hear, hey, you inside, come out. And Usagi's like, huh? What now? What's going on? And we hear, like, what do you want? Hey, where are you? Show yourself. And we see the Komori ninjas, and they're like, oh, it's just a Ronin. And Usagi thinks to himself, he's like, oh, Komori ninjas, what do you want? So what are you looking for? I'm not looking for any trouble, you know? And we see the Komori ninjas fly up to Usagi, and one of the ninjas says, we are hunting for a female ninja. Have you seen her? And Usagi's like, no, I haven't seen any person recently. Obviously, he hasn't seen anybody. He's seen these two guys, you know, but not anybody else. And he's like, okay, the bat ninja says, huh. I don't like the way you look, Ronin. I'm searching the temple. And he goes in, he searches for something. He doesn't find anything. He's like, there's a reward for anybody who finds this, shine a light on the temple, you know, and we'll come back for, like, if you shine the signal fire. He's like, I'll do that. But in reality, Usagi wants nothing to do with these ninjas. And they're like, oh, you know, we got to go find them, you know. Usagi says that he's actually had dealing with the Komori ninjas in the past, like I said, and he doesn't want to get involved in their affairs. And this little single drop falls from the ceiling. Usagi notices that it's blood. And he's like, who is there? He says, who's there? You know, and he sees, like, oh, I can barely make out who it is. You know, but I'm going to help them down. It looks like it's a woman, and she's tied herself up from falling. He doesn't notice that it's Chizu right away, but he hoists her down. He ties, like, a rope, or he takes the rope that's tied up and hoists her down. You know, and she's the one, Usagi says, she's the one who obviously must be hiding from the Komori ninjas. Usagi finally notices that it actually is Chizu. We get this little note that says, last seen in Usagi Yojimbo Volume 1, Issue 3. And he's like, oh man, she's been hurt. She has some healing herbs on her wound. You know, she is in some sort of deep sleep, it seems like, you know. He's like, I'll get her some water. Maybe she needs some water. He finds the scroll on Chizu. He doesn't know what it is, but he finds a scroll. And we hear, like, groaning, and we hear, like, this can wait till later, apparently, is what Usagi says. And he starts to, like, try to give Chizu some water. And she starts drinking the water. And I love this scene. Like, she, like, starts coughing and whatnot, because obviously she's asleep trying to drink water. And Usagi's like, hey, how's it going? And Chizu just sucker punches Usagi, and she does like this really cool flip, and she gets her ninja star and sickle ready, and he's like, wait, Chizu, it's me, it's Usagi. And Chizu's like, what are you doing here? And Usagi's like, look, all I came here to do was just seek some shelter, and I encountered these flying pursuers, and apparently they're after you. And we find out that Chizu is actually on a vital mission for her clan. Those Komori fiends have been on her trail for days, apparently. And she's like, I need to rest for a while. And I found this temple. I strapped myself to the rafters before going into a deep ninja trance. A few hours can refresh me more than a full night's sleep. So apparently Chizu has some interesting ninja powers that we didn't know she had. Pretty cool, huh? Oh, I forgot to mention that Chizu actually gives Usagi a bloody nose, which is it's funny because he has like a rag holder held up to his nose, and Usagi says, what about your wound? Are your wounds okay? And he's like, yeah. She's like, yeah, I treated it with Tomoru's seaweed from the Nagusa Gori, which heals sword cuts. I wonder if that is from the seaweed farmers from that one story that we covered recently. And Usagi wonders, does it help nosebleeds? And they kind of have this laugh, and Chizu says, it might help nosebleeds, I don't know. Then Usagi and Chizu ends up scenting something, and they find out there's something's outside. And apparently they've been discovered by the bat ninjas. They run out, they're like, oh, the boss was right. The Ronin was protecting the female ninja, apparently. And Chizu takes down a couple of the Komori ninjas with her shuriken throwing. And I love how they're like the little details of the shurikens just being stuck in the Komori ninja's like skin. Just a very nice little detail that they have, she is very, very deadly with these ninja stars. She's got the shurikens. Then we see Usagi charge the rest of the Komori ninjas, taking them down. And Chizu says, that was the last of my throwing stars. The other Komori got away, apparently. And Usagi says, but he'll soon be back with his companions. Chizu says that, it's better that we split up. And Usagi's like, no, we're not going to split up because now I'm involved in this too. So it's better to stick together in numbers than for us to go off by ourselves, apparently. Chizu happens to tell Usagi she's sorry to get him involved in the business of her clan's affairs. And Usagi's like, save your apologies for later. We've got a lot to do. Chizu runs off. Usagi says, wait, wait for me, And she's like, come on, Slowpoke. She kind of has a little fun with Usagi. I like she has like that little playful nature inside of her. She's not all serious business and whatnot. A few hours later, we see Usagi and Chizu still running through the woods, trying to get away from the Komori ninjas. They end up getting attacked by the Komori ninjas. And there's this scene where one of them comes down, like swooping down. And the way that this is drawn, it shows Chizu throwing her like their little scythe thing at the ninja. And the way she's throwing it, it looks like she's like throwing it forward. But I'm guessing she's like throwing it overhand and like an axe almost. But the way it's drawn just makes me think she's just throwing the stick like forward at the bat ninja. But it sticks into the Komori ninja's chest, killing him. Then we get a bunch of the Komori ninjas swooping down, and they're like, you thought you could escape us? We Komori ninjas always track down what we hunt. And we get this fierce fight. Like, I forgot that they had like blades attached to their wings, which they kind of deflect Chizu's like a weapon that she's got. And we get this fierce fight. Usagi tells Chizu to stay back. They have the advantage in the open. But they can't maneuver as well under the trees, apparently. And like, ha, fools, nothing can stop the Komori ninjas. Then Usagi and Chisu run off. They run off from the Bat Ninjas. And this is where I kind of get a little bit confused on what exactly happens in this part of the story. So they run off through the forest. The Bat Ninjas are flying after them. They're like slicing. I think they're slicing and chop. Okay, now that I'm looking at this again, they're like slicing and chopping the branches of the trees, causing like a bunch of them to like debris to fall on Usagi and Chizu, which I didn't pick that up. I didn't pick that up the first time I read through this. Which the subtle little details they had in this comic are amazing. I thought it was just some random like rocks falling on Chizu and Usagi, but I noticed, oh wait, no, it's actually like little pieces of bark and leaves and tree branches and stuff. And this gets this really scary moment where like one of the Komori ninjas swoops in and grabs Chizu. And he's like, I've got you, stealth walker. You're coming with me. We'll take what we want. And Usagi's like, oh, Chizu, oh no. But Chizu would rather die than submit to the likes of you, apparently. She stabs her scythe into the chest of this Komori. And she falls down, falls through the trees very brutally. I'm surprised she survived from falling that high, because she hit a bunch of tree branches on the way down. But one of the Komori ninjas walks up and he's like, stay back, Ronin, or the woman dies. So he holds Chizu hostage, is what she does. What he does is holds Chizu hostage. And he's kind of searching on Chizu, and he's like, oh, she doesn't have it. And, he's looking for the scroll, obviously. He's like, you are a formidable enemy, Ronin, but we want no more dead, apparently, is what the bat says. And he's like, give us the scroll now, and we'll leave in peace. And she's like, she's got a blade up to her throat. And Usagi's like, scroll, what are you talking about? He's like, he knows nothing about this, Komori. Here, I've got the scroll, and Usagi knows everything, apparently. And he has the scroll, because we forgot that Usagi actually grabbed the scroll. He's like, trying to deceive us, are you, to end this, huh, Neko? And Usagi, you had it all along, apparently. Chizu didn't know Usagi had the scroll. And Usagi actually gives into their demands to give them the scroll. And they're like, yes, we've got it, and you failed, woman. They go flying off, the ninjas do. They go flying off. Chizu says, we gotta go follow them. They start running. This is no longer your concern, Usagi. I'll see this through to the end, Usagi says. And she's like, as you wish, Ronin, though I find it difficult to trust you now. Let me explain how I got the scroll, Chizu. Because apparently, I'm guessing, Chizu thinks that Usagi just stole it, apparently. But that is not exactly what happened. He just happened to have it in his possession. He didn't steal it. He was just holding it for Chizu, obviously. So the Komori ninjas make it back to their cave, and they're like, ah, success! We got it, Chunin, which means officer, apparently. We have the scroll, and the seal is unbroken. They're like, excellent, the secrets contained in... the content is ours, basically, is what they say, We will soon have the power to annihilate our rivals. But the Neko Ninja are a deceivious lot. We must have to make certain that this is not a false scroll. And so they start reading the scroll and talking about like how they're going to even take control over the Komori ninjas themselves, which makes me wonder, is this a subsect of the Komori ninjas? I love the little detail of this Chunin officer who's like the head of this little group of ninjas. He has a little more distinctive look than the other ones. The other ones really look the same. And this one, he's kind of balding and he's got like a goatee going on, which is a really interesting look. He looks a lot more older than the other ninjas. So the Komori ninjas start like reading off this scroll, like I said, and they start mixing stuff together. And they're like, all we have to do is ignite this thing. And they ignite this, whatever they're making, they ignite. So elsewhere... Chizu and Usagi are running after the Komori ninjas. Chiji's like, oh, it's no use. No, we lost them. They got to be 20 Ri by now, which apparently 20 Ri equals 3.9 kilometers, I'm guessing. Very fun fact there. And Usagi asks, what exactly is on this scroll? Why is it so important? And apparently, from what Chizu says to us, it's a formula developed by a foreign Kagaku, which is a scientist, apparently. And he and all who have come into contact with the scroll have died. And apparently, is what Chizu said. It says everybody has died so far. And it came from the land... It came to our land on one of the black ships from the Southern Barbarians. I wonder if they're, like, actually referencing, like, the Vikings? Or are they referencing, like, the European colonists who came to Japan, you know, and tried to trade with Japan and whatnot? The entire crew was dead, apparently, from the trade who sold it to my emissary, who translated it and destroyed the original copy. They too have since been killed. I must get it to my clan. And Usagi says, then you can give it to your master lord, Akiji, so he can use that information to attempt to overthrow the shogunate. And Chizu's like, no, we're not doing that. What she wants to do is these secrets will stay with the Neko Ninja clan. And she's like, what secrets? And apparently, we find out that they make a more powerful black powder. They found out from Lord Takamura, who was from the Dragon Bell Conspiracy, you know, used it unsuccessfully in the rebellion against the Shogun. Its production is still a mystery to us. So, Tamakuro got it from, I'm guessing, the Barbarians. Or they got some from the Barbarians. Which, I wonder, are they talking about Gru? Like, Gru's people? Like, from Gru the Wanderer? That would be interesting. Because I know I've seen Gru in the original Usagi stories. What if they get, like, a really cool crossover? That would be really cool. It's, like, awesome to see. And so as they're bickering and talking about this, Usagi's getting kind of mad. He's pointing his finger at Chizu. He's like, well, you know, true. You know, they do have the scroll and, you know, and whatnot. But there is a safeguard, you know, apparently. We didn't add in the thing before, you know, the Komori was killed him, apparently. And, like, we were told to disregard the last step, and all you hear is this big, like, baka-boom, you know, this big explosion. It shakes the ground, throws Chizu and Usagi off balance. Usagi's like, that wasn't an earthquake. No, but it is what I was waiting for, what Chizu says. We find out the last step was actually lighting the gunpowder, which killed all the Komori ninjas that were in the cave. And blew up the scroll. The scroll and its secrets have been destroyed. And Usagi's like, I hope so. You know, we were never meant to have such destructive power. I do kind of have to agree with that aspect in Usagi's mindset. More power becomes great responsibility or whatever. Whatever. What's the Peter Parker slogan? With great power comes great responsibility. And I think the Komori ninjas have great power until they blew themselves up because they weren't responsible. And Usagi says, now both you and the Komori ninjas have lost. And Chizu's like, no, it was, we came out even apparently. But all your comrades are dead, Usagi says. And Chizu says, a ninja's duty is in life is death. And Chizu puts her hand up on Usagi's face, and she's like, you can't really believe that, Usagi says. And Chizu's like, don't you see I have to? or I'll go mad with grief. And you see like the sadness in Chizu's eyes. She goes in for a kiss. She kisses Usagi. She's like, we'll meet again, Usagi. And Usagi's like, yes, we will. I'm afraid we will. And that's where our issue ends. Woo, this was a whirlwind of an issue, I have to say. Even for like an issue that was just like a little one-off, I guess you could say. I do feel like there are bigger implications leaving after this story with Chizu and stuff like that. I love the action sequence. The action sequences in this were so dynamic and stuff. Very cool to see Chizu again. I knew she was going to pop up eventually. Cool to see her out and about, you know, and she's very much going solo without the other Neko Ninjas. Because if I remember correctly, there was a rift in the Neko Ninjas. I think somebody else took it over or tried to take it over. I can't remember exactly what happened. It was in a certain story. I think they teamed up with Usagi. I can't remember. Let me know down below. I'm having a vague like inkling of like what exactly happened, but I don't want to say because I don't really remember off the top of my head. But I always love seeing Chizu and Usagi together. Obviously, there's some kind of like love connection going on, because this isn't the first time Chizu has like kissed Usagi. So there's some feelings there. Maybe we'll get some samurai ninja love going on. Who knows? But it's interesting to see. And she always leaves Usagi, I feel like, in the same situations as well. Towards the end, like him, like baffled, like, okay, yeah, sure. I'll see you again eventually. And now, you know, we'll see each other again. Maybe one day. But yeah, this was a really fun issue. Very fast read, I feel like, because sometimes the Usagi stories kind of get bogged down a little bit, I feel like, with over-explaining stuff sometimes. Not always, but sometimes. But this one in particular moved through fast, and it was a very fast read. And I loved it. I loved seeing like how Usagi and Chizu in different ways dealt with the Komori ninjas. That was really cool to see. Like, every time Chizu starts throwing those shurikens, I was like, oh, that is just so cool. It kind of reminded me, this is weird I say this, it reminded me of Naruto. I know they're both ninjas, but like the way he like throws them, like the dynamic throwing that he did and whatnot, and seeing how she got out of different scenarios, I was waiting for her to pull out like a sexy jutsu or something like that, you know, or do like a jutsu where she breathed fire or whatnot. I wonder if they can do that in this particular universe. Interesting to think about. But yeah, this is a fun issue. Definitely go check it out. Stay tuned for the next episode. Stay safe out there. Go read some Usagi Yojimbo. And tell your friends about the podcast. Thanks for listening. Catch you guys in the next episode.